I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today, we're reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 22. In the New Living Translation, it says this: "But if I live, I can do more fruitful work for Christ, so I really don't know which is better." Do you mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that you've given us work to do, that we are not ever bored in the kingdom of God, that there's things that we can accomplish. There's always more that can be done. And yet you have died for us on the cross, and you have sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, and you have finished your work. And when you walked this earth, you pleased God the Father. You watched what he was doing, and you did your work. So I pray for those today who are struggling in their work, that they would give some time to hear your voice, some time to know what your will is in their work, and to hear from you. And Lord, we want to honor you with everything that we do. We want to honor you in the way that we start our day, to have holy habits in the morning and in the afternoon and in the evening. We want to honor you by the things that we read and the things we watch and the things that we see. We want to be a shining example of what it means to chase after you, to reflect your glory and your strength and your power and your grace and your hope. And so, Lord, reorient our lives to that way of living today. We do so much want to do that fruitful work. Lord, you've asked us to not grow weary in doing good, that we would not lose heart in doing good things on your behalf. And so, Lord, for those who are stressed, tired, worn out, frustrated, I pray for strength today. I pray, Lord, that we would listen before we would speak, that we would also be quiet before we act to hear from you as to what we're supposed to do. I pray that we would have ears attuned to your whispers. And I pray, Father, that we would be everywhere we would look, we would understand that this is holy ground. This is ground of your kingdom. Everywhere we step, everywhere we walk, everywhere we explore, this is the earth that you created, and the people that we meet are the people that you created, and they all have an eternity before them. So I pray, Father, you give us eyes to see the kingdom, that you would give us eyes to see what you want to do in our midst, that we would have this energetic joy, this adventurous spirit that would just pour out from us, of that it is not just about checking tasks off a list over and over and over again. It's not about the menial things that we do every single day. It's about doing small things with love, as Mother Teresa said. And Lord, there's nothing small in your kingdom, and little as much as in your kingdom. And sometimes it's the big flashy things that sideline us today. So Lord, I pray for those who look at the big flashy ministry things and they think, well, I'm not doing enough. My work doesn't count. It doesn't count for eternity. And Lord, I know that that's just a lie from the evil one. So I just pray you would speak truth into my friend's life today who is listening to this podcast, that you would give a new perspective to the work that they do today. And Lord, I'm thankful that Paul understood in this scripture that to be with you is better. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is spending time with you than any other thing that we could do. And so, Lord, I pray for the bookends of our days. The beginning of the day would be with you. The end of the day would be with you. And ultimately, we would understand that to live is Christ and to die is gain, which I will pray about soon in the upcoming days. But Lord, thank you so much that there is hope. I remember being so deathly terrified of coming to the end of my life and being afraid of death, but you have conquered the grave. You have risen again. You have conquered death, and I no longer need to be worried or weary of its sting or fearful of what could happen after I die. And so everyone who's hearing this prayer, Lord, I pray for an infusion, a beautiful infusion of confidence and hope, that they do not need to fear what happens next, but that you have their future in their hands. You have their lives in your hands, and you know every single day that we have walked this earth and will walk this earth. You have numbered every hair on our heads. You are with us. You understand the deep secret things that we are battling way down inside. You know the worries, the fears, the misunderstandings, the problems, the the joys, the secret ambitions that we have. You know all of this, Lord, and I'm just so grateful. And Lord, as I finish this prayer, I remember something that someone said to me. He said, nothing significant in the kingdom of God happens unless death occurs. And so, Lord, for those who feel like their dreams have died, I thank you that you're the God of the resurrection, that from death springs life. When that seed falls into the ground and dies, it bears much fruit. So I pray that you would lift the countenance, you would lift the head, you would lift the dreams of those who feel like their dreams have died, that they don't have anything to contribute. That's just not true. So Lord, I thank you for bolstering us today, for being near, and for encouraging us in the midst of this time where we can pray to you, and you will hear this cry of our hearts. You're available. You are the God who is there, and I thank you for that. I pray all this in the beautiful name of Jesus, who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. When life overburdens you, unburden yourself through prayer, because God is listening, my dear friend. I'd like to take this quick little moment to teach you how to subscribe to the PrayEveryday.show. So you just go to PrayEveryday.show and you'll see all these buttons everywhere. In fact, it's probably easiest if you go on your device and click on your browser to PrayEveryday.show, because then that way you can subscribe on your device, on your phone. And so as you scroll down, you will see all these different buttons that you can push that connect to your phone. Now, if you have an iPhone, then you would want to connect to the iTunes store. And there's other ways for you to subscribe to this podcast. So just go ahead and click the button that applies to your phone, and Pray Every Day will come in to your device, and you can listen to it at will any time of the day, every single day of 2018 and beyond. So thank you so much, and I hope you have an amazing day.